Welcome back to another episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and in today's video, I am going to be going over how I like the new update, whether I like the balance changes, and just all things like that. Also, I'm sorry not for making it an episode for a long time. You don't need to join the Discord. It's a little bit messed up, but yeah, so let's get right into the episode. But real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So, I know the new Brawl Pass is out. I am going to try to save up some of my boxes so I could do a box opening with all of you guys. Because this season I will get the Brawl Pass, so I might do a whole top side opening. I think I'm just gonna leave the lower side just for me to open. But yeah, the top side, I'll probably make a podcast about it. It might be a longer one. But yeah, hopefully I could get something good then. And yeah, let's get right into the update. So the first thing about the update is definitely going to be the Brawler. So the Brawler is a huge part of the new update. The Brawler with his skins. The new Brawler, Connor Ruffles, is pretty cool design. He looks pretty cool. But he's even cooler because of his shots. Really cool, and his skin is very nice. It's the Star Force season. So this is just obvious, but I'm gonna rate the Brawler an 8 out of 10 Brawler. So he might not be that good. I actually think he's gonna be okay, and then he's gonna get buffed, and then be too OP. Then Supercell's gonna nerf him. But yeah, so that's what I'm thinking of Connell Ruffles. The next part about the update is probably the skins. So Connell Ruffles' skin is pretty cool. Daryl's new skin is very cool. I love the new attack animations, and the skin itself is pretty good. Those are already two. And the other ones are also very good, like Smooth Lou and just all the other ones. You should pull up the Brawl Talk again, just so you could refresh your memory about the skins. Those skins are going to be very good skins. And I will rate all those skins 8 out of 10 also for skins. Sometimes we don't get that good skins, but I think this season we got really good skins. So for the next part of the update is the balance changes. So I really like these balance changes. It gave a lot of other people a chance to get good in the meta. So like Jesse's pretty good now, and all of these other brawlers are pretty good, and B is falling down a little bit. Edgar is falling down a little bit. Colt is just not good anymore. Jean is not good anymore. And especially with this new trophy system, it really needed a balance change because we do get a month, but like B, Colt, and Edgar and Byron were just really dominating the showdown meta and really almost anywhere. And you can't really push as easily the other brawlers. Yes, you did get like some more time, but it was really hard to push consistently with like maybe a Crow or a Leon. Maybe you're like pushing all rank 25s, but then you couldn't get like your Crow to rank 25. Or you couldn't get your, like, one of the not as good brawlers. So, I will be rating this part of the update a 7 out of 10, just because it's kind of my personal preference. I kind of would have changed up the meta a little bit. more, but yeah, this is going to get a 7 out of 10. I also like their new gadgets. It's a very unique gadget, like especially Nani's. But I really liked how they had people vote every 2 weeks. So then, like, maybe the best ones are going to be voted first. And as opposed to, like, the not as good ones aren't. So, yeah, that's really interesting. And that's a really unique idea and a very good idea. So I'm going to give that a 9 out of 10. The gadgets itself are also really cool. Like, Tix is very cool. A lot of these are very cool. I'm going to say one thing about Tix. Tix is when it explodes after, people might not think it's going to affect the game too much, but that's a really good thing. Because let's say a Mortis gets on top of him, you use the gadget, you're invincible. Yeah, maybe you're just there for a second. But then the Mortis has to run away because he's going to get exploded, and then maybe you have your super, maybe you have your mines. It's really good that you can move while using this too. So yeah, that's going to be really good. Also, all the new pins are really cool, especially the Lunar New Year ones. I don't know if maybe I could get them out of the actual. I don't know, but I'm probably not going to buy them, but yeah, I just like getting the Brawl Pass. I think it's a much better deal, but if you guys are gemmers and you guys are wondering what to spend your money on, then you should definitely get these pins and a few of these new skins that look really sick. Make sure to get the Brawl Pass, though. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I really hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, just join my Discord server or leave a 5-star review telling me, oh, you should do this. I'll definitely be sure to do it. Make sure to leave a 5-star review. Join my Discord server when the new link comes out. I'm working on the server currently. So, yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode. And, yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.